Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning, and Mike Spain joins us, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
I'm going to say one word, and you explain. Chips.
You're talking about microchips, and like the space race between the United States and Russia, there's now a supercomputing race between the two nations, and it has to do with powerful computers that are run by these powerful computer chips. Well, Global Foundries, that's the sprawling microchip factory in Saratoga County, is helping the United States regain its superiority in the supercomputing game. China currently holds the lead with its own Sunway Taihulite supercomputer, but the U.S. Department of Energy is set to unveil its latest entry in this competition called the Summit. It's built with IBM microchips, and they're being manufactured here in Saratoga County, and it's helping the U.S. regain its prowess as the computer leader in the world.
Here's another word, FOIL.
Yes, the Freedom of Information Law in New York State has some flaws, and various media groups are urging Governor Andrew Cuomo to sign legislation that would strengthen the Freedom of Information Law and allow people who bring cases against local governments and state government to recover the cost of litigation if they prevail in these cases. If the governor signs it, it would require that attorney's fees be covered when a person requests a public record and then substantially prevails in court. It can be quite expensive to win one of these cases, so a lot of people, even though they have a good case, are discouraged from trying. Judges can award these costs now, but it's up to the discretion of the judge. This law would make it a requirement that legal fees get covered, and people, including transparency groups and various media organizations, are urging the governor to sign it.
Finally, two words, veteran sentenced.
Yeah, this has to do with the case of Scott Gilligan. He's a 48-year-old Navy veteran from Cohoes who's now heading to prison for a burglary that he committed back in 2016 when he was addicted following some PTSD that was left over from his time in the service. Various organizations, veterans groups, including former Congressman Mike McNulty, who was there in court yesterday for the sentencing, had urged that he be given a break. Gilligan, who has turned his life around, has pledged to stay sober and says he'll continue helping veterans for the rest of his life after he gets out of his prison term.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more on these or other stories in the paper today, head to timesunion.com. Mike, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Dave.